Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Today again, I talk about MNREGA. Let's get right into the show. Let's talk about it. You see, a lot of my viewers may be kind of bored watching MNREGA all the time. I understand that. I completely understand that. But the fact is, I somehow cannot stop myself from talking about this. I cannot stop myself from talking about this is because it is imperative that the urban audience, urban India, knows what is going on in rural India. Urban India empathizes with rural poverty and rural unemployment. My effort is to ensure that urban India understands this. Because a lot of misinformation is floating. A lot of wrong ideas are given to us. Completely wrong ideas. What I'm trying to do actually is to kind of give you facts and figures so that I can correct these ideas based on the facts and figures, not on my understanding or my evaluation or my analysis, based on pure facts and figures. I would like to correct those misinformation. Number one. Number two. You see, whenever you have heard about projects, big projects, you know, now we are talking about Dharavi project in Mumbai, Maharashtra. Big projects. Where are all these big projects happening? All these big projects are happening in the cities. And who are all these big projects given to? Big projects are given to big companies. So big companies gets big projects. And to do those big projects, those big companies employ a lot of technology more than people. Of course, they employ people also. But people from where? People from urban India. So what really happens? If a rural youth has to survive, has to ensure that he feeds his parents, he or she has to come to urban India, live among the slums, work for 2 square meals and send some money home if he can afford to. This is the status. And then we talk about migration. Then we say, kyun gaon kyun chhod rahe ho? I have seen people give lectures on why one shouldn't not leave their village. You know, how beautiful the village is, how bountiful the village is, how green the village is, how good. Are khane ko nahi hai yaar. There is no food in the village. And that's why projects like MNREGA is so important. And that's why, though one doesn't get views, like I always tell you, one may not even, you know, but I still want to talk about it. And the reason I bring this topic to you today is that in the 3 years since the pandemic, the amount of work in rural job guarantees program has declined every financial year from 38.9 million person days in 2021 to 28 million in 2023. That is so far. This is according to the Rural Development Ministry. What will these people do? What work do they have in their villages? Are you building buildings there? Are you building skyscrapers there? Are you building setus there? Are you building highways there? Are you building mahamargs there? Are you? So what will these people do? Let me give you some more details. During the same period, the total number of households who got full 100 days of work in a financial year has fallen by a whopping 61%. 61% in 2020-21, a year when flagship employment scheme was a lifeline for millions of workers, 7.19 million households got 100 days of work. Ministry data, this is according to the ministry data, in 2023-24, so far only 2.75 million households managed to utilize the full quota of stipulated under law. Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme. This is your guarantee. 2021, you had 7.19 million. 2023-24, till now, we've just managed to give 2.75 million household, not individual, household job, which means we've yet to give 5 million households job. And mind you, 2023-24 ends next month. This is February, in next 30 days, it is 31st March, end of story. We have hardly achieved half of what we did last year. This is the status. Where will they go get money from? Where is the money going to come from? I'm going to give you some more data. I'm going to give you some more statistics. You see, the financial year 2022-23 got allocated 60,000 crores of MGNREGA budget estimates. This is 33% lower, 33% lower than financial year 22-23. Revised estimate, which were 89,400 crore and 18% lower than financial year 22-23, which was 73,000 crores. Zahir si baat hai. It is obvious that people, household will not get money. Household will not get money because you don't have money. You have not given money. You have not paid money to the state governments to employ households, to employ rural poor, to give, to ensure that they implement rural guarantee scheme. MGNREGA stands for what? MGNREGA stands for Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme. Guarantee scheme. And this is the status of the guarantee scheme. Let's go further. I'll take you through some more statistics. You see, despite increase in demand for work in financial year 2023-24, Government of India allocated 60,000 crores for MGNREGA, like I told you. This is 18% lower than the budget estimates and 33% lower than the previous year's actual estimates. In fact, the current allocation of the scheme is lower than financial year 2019-2020. Mind you, this is pre-pandemic, where the revised estimate is 15% lower. Now, you tell me, your budgets are lower, your estimates are low, the money you paid is low. Kahan se job milega yaar? Where are you going to get the jobs from? So therefore, when I question, when we are splurging money on G20 summits, when we are splurging money on haircuts to super rich billionaires, when they are not able to pay for their loans to the bank, am I wrong? Am I wrong? A super billionaire gets haircuts and a farmer who doesn't have 2 square meals doesn't get his job guarantee, which is supposed to be what the government is supposed to do. He doesn't get that. How fair is that? How fair is that? Let me take you through some more data. Now, MGNREGA allocations were 33% lesser in 2022-23. Look at how MGNREGA deployment was starting 2017-2018. MGNREGA was 55,000 crores. The government deployed 55,000 crores. 2018-19, the government deployed 61,084 crores. 2019-20, the government deployed 71,002 crores. 2020-21, the government deployed 111,500 crores. Then the government deployed 98,000 crores. Then the government went down to 84,000 crores. Now the government has come down further to 60,000 crores. What makes the government go down on MGNREGA when the need for employment is more? Why is the MGNREGA budget going down? Now again, like I've discussed with you before, the governments are corrupt. Alright, so if the state government are corrupt, who will pay for it? The poor farmers? The poor rural laborers? Are they going to pay for it because your state governments are corrupt? Central government will not give money because state governments are corrupt. What logic is that? Okay, let me take you through some more definition. Let me take you to some more figures. 20 out of 28 states has already spent more than their available funds till January 4th. 2023. Now let's talk just 2023. I'm not going to compare 2021-22, though the data is available on your screen right now. In 2023 up to 4th of Jan, okay, we have spent 137%. Madhya Pradesh has spent 137%. Chhattisgarh has spent 122%. Tamil Nadu has spent 136%. Bihar has spent 122%. All of this more than the allocated budget. 122% more than the allocated budget. Every state, like I said, 20 out of 28 states have spent more than the allocated budget. Which means what? Which means your allocated budget is not sufficient. Your budget allocation is not sufficient. It may look good in your budget speech, but when it comes to actual implementation, it is not sufficient. This is what it talks about. Let me take you through some more figures. Because nothing talks better than figures. And that's precisely why I like talking figures to you. Now, let me talk to you about pending wages liability. Accounted for 8% of the total payment due till 4th of January. Now, there is one thing about payment for Mandrega. Mandrega payment, matlab payment for material that is procured for Mandrega. Now you have payment for wages. So, if you go to see in 2018, the total amount that was pending for wages was 153 crores. 1920, 197 crores. 2021, 434 crores, 21-22, 653 crores, 22-23 till 4th of Jan, 690 crores. The point that I'm trying to make is that not only that you are not spending on Mandrega, which means, you know, whatever development material that you require for the workers to work, you are not giving wages. And that graph is just going up. And it almost amounts to 8% of the total wages pending for Mandrega, or total amount pending for Mandrega rather. Let's go further. I'll take you through some more detail. Let us talk about another fact. 14 out of 20 large states paid less than their notified wage rates. See, first of all, you are not following the word guarantee because people are not getting the jobs. Now, you are not even following the wages that is supposed to be given. 14 out of 20 states paid less than their notified wage rate, which means Haryana, that is supposed to be paying 331 rupees per day, paid 327 rupees per day. Maharashtra, which is supposed to pay 256 rupees per day, paid 246 rupees per day. And Rajasthan, which is supposed to pay 231 rupees per day, paid 194 rupees per day. This is how it is. So what am I saying? A, you are not offering job. B, you are not paying for the material. C, you are not paying for wages even if you are offered job. D, what you are offering is lesser than what is allocated. What you are offering is lesser than what is allocated, what is notified wage rate. So in every form, every way, you are actually messing with Manrega. You are messing with possibly the only other alternative source if farming doesn't work of rural India. I'll take you through some more data. Average daily wage rate under Mandrega were lower than the average daily wage rate received by non-agricultural labor in rural areas. So, or a aspect. You see, it is not that Mandrega labor or Mandrega money is very high. It is possibly the lowest. It is lower than other rural wages, other rural labors. Now, the fact remains that you will ask then why don't they do the other work? The point is there is no other work available. There is no other work available. That is the difference between rural India and urban India. Development happens in urban India. Work available in urban India. No development is happening in rural India. No construction is happening in rural India. No infrastructure is developed in rural India like the way it is developed in urban India. So, no work in rural India. So obviously what you see on your screen is FY 2021, 201 rupees is what an average wage paid under Mandrega is, rupees in day that is, and 315 rupees is what an average wage received by a non-agricultural male labor in rural India. 201 rupees kithar, 315 rupees kithar, there's a huge difference. Likewise, in 2021-22 and likewise in 2022-23 till October 22, where Mandrega 219 and others getting 344 rupees. So, paise bhi kam, agar mila to, that is if you get the money is less. That is, you get the money if you get the job. Job is also less. So, no job, Therefore, no money. And if you get all of this, the money is still very less than what is the average. Now, this is the state. Let's go with some more details. You see, one of the reasons why MGNREGA payments are delayed is because of, again, system failures. See, you get something called as FTO. FTO is a fund transfer order. Once the job is done, there is an FTO that is produced. And that FTO ensures that the fund is transferred and the person gets the money directly to his bank, which is a fabulous system. That is very good because, you see, there is no middleman, there is no robbing money, there is no pilfering money. All that doesn't happen. But the fact is, bhaiya, all of this system to work, it is not working. Therefore, there is delay in payment. While according to the rule, you are supposed to pay compensation. You are supposed to pay some amount of compensation to the workers if the money is delayed. Even that, paise nahi milte to compensation kya milega? You are not getting money. Where are you going to get the compensation from? So these are factors that are really, really, really harming MGNREGA. And the real reason I tell you, and before I end, I want to give you one more statistics. 80 lakh households that had demanded work has not received employment as on 4th of January 2023. I spoke about this. I wanted to graphically show it to you. This is how it looks. 80 lakh households have not got work, though they have demanded work. And West Bengal provided employment to most of the household who demanded work. The highest unmet demand is from Haryana. Now, this is very interesting. West Bengal, incidentally, has given 97% people who demanded for work, they have provided work. Though money is a big question mark, but they have provided work. Okay. And a state like Haryana, only 65% people, only 65% people who demanded for work were provided with work. This is how that graph looks. So overall, what I intended to do is give you a complete picture of what MGNREGA is so that we all understand what MGNREGA is and what they're facing. I repeat before I end. You see, one of the most volatile professions, one of the most uncertain profession in this world is farming, is agriculture. You see, the only way we can help our farmers, our brothers and sisters in rural India is by ensuring they have an alternative profession, is by ensuring they get some kind of a guarantee. I'm not saying 365 days, at least for 100 days, some kind of a guarantee for an alternative profession, alternative job, alternative income. This will help them to balance the uncertainty in agricultural income that goes haywire. That's the reason why I sit here and talk about MGNREGA whenever I get an opportunity, whenever I get an opportunity, because this is one scheme that should work. This is one scheme that will make a difference to our farmers. This is one scheme that will ensure that urban migration is reduced. This is one scheme that will ensure that there is prosperity in rural India. This is one scheme that will end that divide which we have of two India, where you have the urban rich India and the rural poor India. This is one that will end that divide. This is one scheme that will not technically reduce any divide between the super rich and the super poor, because that divide is too huge. But at least you'll ensure that the poor is fed with. They have enough to live. Is that too much to ask? Is that too much to ask? That's my question to the government tonight, and I hope, and with folded hands, I say, please do something about MGNREGA. Please ensure that MGNREGA payments are made. Please focus on MGNREGA. Please deploy funds for MGNREGA. Please ensure that MGNREGA payments are made. Till I see you next time, that's tomorrow at 10. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the House of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.